Today on Talk to Tea, we welcome Murray Wilson and Elise Barkley, co-owners of La Boutique Salon and Shop. These two courageous young women launched a business mid-pandemic in an industry especially susceptible to the twists and turns last year brought us all. As La Boutique now approaches its one-year anniversary, Murray and Elise share some of the secrets behind their outrageous success and offer sage advice to entrepreneurs everywhere. Let's dive in. And here we are today on Talk to Tea. We are so excited to host Murray Wilson and Elise Barkley of La Boutique Salon and Shop in Sydney, British Columbia. Welcome, ladies.
Hello. Yay.
Thanks for taking time out of your incredibly busy schedules to join us today on Talk to Tea. I know the world is absolutely waiting to hear all about your journey. You guys are coming up on your 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, super exciting.
What a year, incredible. I'm gonna throw a little bit of a fun curveball at you. And I'm actually gonna invite Murray, if you would introduce your partner, Elise, and then Elise, I'm going to ask you to introduce Murray. And look, don't make it formal. We want to see this, the beautiful personalities behind both of you. But what would you say about your business partner by way of introduction?
Just throwing us on the spot.
Oh, man. That's so funny. Okay, I'll go first.
Okay,
perfect. This is my partner in crime, not life, but in crime, just to be fair to my husband.
Yeah.
I would say partner extraordinaire, brains of the operation.
Oh, boy.
And hair of the operation.
Yeah, hair of the operation. I love that.
Senior stylist. Elise Barkley.
Hello, everybody.
Awesome.
Okay. And Elise.
Yeah.
That we have Murray Wilson, who is also my partner in crime. She is absolutely the brains behind this operation. And I have never met someone with so much passion behind supporting women and supporting the underdog and just seeing the good in everyone. So I'm proud to be her business partner.
Amazing. Yeah, thanks for that. It is a little bit vulnerable and you know, creating some intimacy quick, but you know, my observation of your co-ownership and your partnership over this year has just been exactly that. You are partners in crime, you're well matched, and you know, the shop, the salon is a testament to your character and spirit. You're welcome. You two are fascinating in that you kicked off this business right in a pandemic.
Mid-pandemic.
I know, people are like, are you feeling okay?
Yeah.
Like, you know it's a pandemic, right?
Well, we actually came up with this crazy idea during the lockdown. Neither of us were even able to work, and we were both just feeling like we were, I think that the lockdown and the pandemic gave us the drive and motivation and allowed us to sit in the uncomfortableness of okay, where are we? Is this really where we want to be? And we both reflected and the answer was no. It's like, okay, well, let's just do it. What do we have to lose? We've not been working for the last 4 months. So literally, what else do we have to lose?
Yeah, actually, to be very honest, I have to correct you.
Oh.
I came up with this idea many years ago.
Yeah, that's true.
When Elise was in my lash bed at my house. And I was like, let's work together. And she was like, no.
I just wasn't ready yet.
No, so then the lockdown,
yeah.
Then I texted her And I was like, hey, are you free tomorrow to talk? And she was like, yes. And I think you knew.
I knew exactly what it was because there was a local salon that was giving up their space. And I had heard about it. And as soon as she texted me, I was like, we're doing it. Like, we have to do it. And really figuring out the kinks was like the easiest part or the hardest part. Like, our partnership from the very beginning has worked so well. Like, I couldn't ask for a better business partner.
Thank you. Yeah, we just kind of like clicked.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I love it.
Many of the most important things.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. I love it. And I hear one really important thing to a successful business was both of you took time to date each other as business partner potentials before you actually locked it in, right? Which is, it's so like, that's an incredible and critical step. I think some people rush into business together out of like necessity and panic versus, hey, I'm no right now, but let's look at this for the future. I'm intrigued. So seems extraordinarily healthy foundation was laid early.
Well, I think from the outside looking in, like when I was telling clients and stuff like that, that we were going into business together, they were like, what? That's so random. Because from the outside looking in, people wouldn't know that we had the relationship that we did. But like being two young businesswomen in the same industry, in the same small town, I feel like a lot of times we would connect with each other. Like I remember when salons were starting to close in the pandemic, it's a great example. And we actually reached out to one another and we're like, what are you going to do? And we actually closed on the same day. Like we just like always really respected each other's business minds in this industry and always like connected with each other over questions. So
yeah. Beautiful. I think during our conversations, like a few years ago when I was doing Elise's lashes, is what really attracted me to her business mind was her openness to learn and to improve herself. And that's very rare, especially in millennials too. Mm-hmm. I found that she was always like looking for things to improve herself and to like ask questions about herself. And that made me feel like that was going to be a really good business partner because, you know, you're not stagnant doing the same thing every day and you're not looking to be the most correct. And, you know, you're looking to learn and grow. And so that really attracted me to the business relationship.
Yeah.
Nice. Love it. And it's my experience that both of you possess that. And so finding that in each other, brilliant, beautiful, and on purpose, that seems that you were like, you just were, you had that extra sense that you were looking out or listening for that element in each other that probably makes your partnership so incredibly successful and attractive. You guys are so fun. People want to be around you.
Do they?
Oh, I let the cat out of the bag. Word on the street.
Word on the street. Yeah, definitely. And it's funny. We were actually just talking about this I think it was Thursday night of last week or something. But it's just, we have a great relationship where we are business partners, but every day in business, from what I've learned this last year, is some days you feel like the world is in your hands and some days you feel like you're failing the world and nothing can change from one day to another, but just your mindset shifts. And we have the ability to come to one another and be super vulnerable and be like, I feel like I'm failing you in this business and I'm not doing enough. And it's never the case. And so we're able to just like bring that person and say, you're doing like everything that you need to do. And I'm so thankful for everything that you're doing. And it just gives you that reassurance that like you are doing okay. You are doing enough. Cause it's sometimes like a struggle to feel like you're not doing enough or you could have more to give. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
I feel the exact same way.
Yeah.
Amazing. And that's rare. And I feel like that's rare even in like a personal partnership, like in a marriage or in a relationship. A lot of people don't feel that they can be honest with each other. And so I think that's really nice for us because we're always kind of building each other up. And it's a scary world. The small business industry is terrifying, especially for two young women. And so it's really important to have that really good foundation, like you talked about, Tracy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amazing. And you're absolutely bang on in terms of like the success of a relationship, in fact, lies in those intimate, vulnerable moments. It's the opportunity to actually grow your relationship deeper in those vulnerable, scary moments. They're not comfortable, and it does take courage to enter into them. But once you're in them, you get to know not only each other, but yourself a little bit more.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Nice work, both of you. Tell me, what are some of the lessons from this year?
Oh,
you have 5 hours.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh my God. Some of the lessons. I think that's like my biggest lesson is that like, you can't do it all. I feel like I came into this business being like, I want to do this and have this and host education and do all of these things. And it's like, it's taken a year for me to feel like settled in my role as a business owner. And then now able to kind of branch off into other things that like fuel my soul. But like the first year was just like grinding. And so I was kind of naive to think maybe that I would have time. And then also my biggest lesson is to try not to take work home and like stay. I lost a lot of hours of sleep at the beginning, but I've definitely gotten better at just like loving what we have and not looking for like the next thing or what next can we do and just like enjoying what we've created.
Yes. Yeah. I agree for sure.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mine. Well, firstly was to learn to let go.
Mm-hmm.
Like I owned a small business before we did this partnership, right? For a few years. And so,
And
I was very much like all controlling of it just because I think that's like a huge part of my personality, like a perfectionist. And if it's going to be perfect, I'm going to be the one doing it. But I think learning to let go of little things too, like the big stuff, and let Elise help with that and let her have her half in that. But then also little things like with our team members, letting them do things and seeing that they're really talented or more talented in some aspects than I would be, and just watching that kind of grow and exploring, just like delegating, right? That's a huge
thing. Yeah.
And then I think something that keeps coming up in my head every time I think about learning in the last year is my thoughts on empowering people or empowering employees, empowering women has always kind of been, I feel, incorrect. I've always thought that, you know, you create this really beautiful space and you give them everything that they want and that they need and the raises they ask for and everything they could possibly want. And that's mm-hmm. going to like empower them. That's going to make them feel strong and independent, which is so far from what is actually true. And I'm learning that we just need to create a really safe place where people can make mistakes mm-hmm. and they can learn from their mistakes and they can learn from leaders who make mistakes. And I think that's mm-hmm. more so empowering than giving everything you think your employee needs.
Yeah. One, like so? 100%. Yeah. You nailed it. Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both of you, amazing points. And what a key point, because that really speaks to your mission. And, you know, some companies, they'll put their mission on their website, but they don't actually be their mission.
Right.
But my experience of your environment, your culture is you are your mission. You are living it, breathing it. I captured from your website, you know, basically, the business is more than a beauty salon. It's a garden of inspiration, development, education, and artistry. Like, that's incredible. It's a beautiful statement that seems to embody what it is that you're talking about with your team.
Yeah.
And it's a safe place for growth, empowerment, beauty, and education.
Yeah. I think that when we like were, I always think back to when we had our first meeting, like official meeting at Five and Dime.
Yeah.
And we were sitting there and it was like our first time sitting down and we were like, okay, we're doing it. Like, let's just talk a few things through to make sure that we're on the same page. And we came up with our team policies in that meeting. And it was like, those meant more to us than anything else. And those, like, it's, we're speaking of like how to treat one another, like what we want the culture of this space to be. And we want it to be like inviting and warm and a safe place for women and men in our community to come in and know that they're going to be like cared for and nurtured and to be like uplifted when they come in. And I'm like overwhelmed by how many people feel that and tell us that they can feel that when they come through our doors. So it's exciting that what we hoped it would be, all of the women that we work with help us create that space for the community.
Yeah, and I, beautiful, to add to that, I find that it's exhausting putting your team members first. Like, it's really tiring because it's so easy as an employer to be like, listen, I'm paying you to do this. Like, just follow the rules, listen to what I'm telling you to do and do it. But every day there's a constant like shift in our attitudes towards each other and our team members in terms of, you know, being empathetic to their needs and being understanding and shifting. And so it's such a growing experience for us every day, which, yeah, I think in turn makes the customer feel and the client feel that they feel that too.
Absolutely.
Like they feel that they're, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Comfortable here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. We're definitely, you know, we're sensory intuitive beings, even more so sometimes in our distracted world than we're noticing. And so 100% it communicates in term. I mean, we all know when we walk into a crowded room and something not so great has happened, you can sense that. So same thing in the reverse, when it's a happy, safe environment, you experience that when you walk through those beautiful doors.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. What would you say to, I think there's sort of two angles that I think about. What would you say to other young women thinking about launching their business? Advice.
Honest or not, I'm just kidding.
That one and maybe another.
No. I would say that, like, to follow your dreams and write down before you like open your doors, like what you want the space to be, because I feel like you can get so caught up in like the everyday hustle that you can lose your passion or your dream as to why you did it. So to just like keep something to remind yourself, like what drove that passion to want it so bad that you want to create your own space for it.
Nice.
Yeah, I agree with that. And to add to that passion, like having that fire in your belly, to also, I think, like look to understand before you're understood. Does that make sense? So like,
yes,
to be like learning constantly and to always be asking questions. Yeah. And always, even when you're kind of at the top of the food chain, so to speak, you're very, very much like a small fish in a big pond in the grand scheme of things. And to always be like grabbing from the outside and always learning and just like filling,
yeah,
you know, your intellect up with new things every single day.
Amazing.
That's really important, I think, because, yeah, otherwise you're just gonna
be stagnant.
You know, you're just gonna be stagnant. You're not, yeah, gonna learn. And I think a lot of people get stuck in that, especially young people, because, mm-hmm, in a way they're kind of told like how amazing they are and how great they are and they can do anything. But I think with that comes a lot of learning and a lot of open-mindedness.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of personal growth, I think, mm-hmm, to actually like take the steps to open a business. And then it's like, once you've opened it, like you're the owner, you're there. But I think that what will set your business apart is if you like continue to grow and continue to take the steps like every day, like what can I do today to be a better owner, or like coworker, with the people that I work with, and to constantly be just like continuing to be the best version of yourself and not just stay stagnant, I think is like the best word for it. Yeah.
Love it. Amazing. It's great advice from both of you on all those points. What I want to take you back to for just a second, that if you could think about it, it'll be different probably moments in time for each of you, but that precise moment just before your whole body or your mind or your heart or whatever it was said, yes, I'm doing this thing. I think that's such a pivot point for, you know, anyone who's maybe sitting in a desk job or they're doing something where it's like a grind and they're like longing for that thing that you guys have now launched and done and said yes to. It's that pivotal moment. People always want to know what got you to the yes and what was it like for you before
led us to actually make the official, like individually, let's do it.
Yeah. What was it? Yeah. It's like, what's the personal experience like? If you could describe it, because, you know, sometimes people think it should feel different or that they're going to get a sign that says go or, but what was it like for both of you?
For me, it was terrifying, like absolutely terrifying, but I knew that I was putting trust in myself and Marae, who I know were both workhorses. And I knew that it was going to be, if no one else came and it was just her and I, we would work as hard as we needed to make it successful. So I believed in myself. And so I believed in myself. So I was confident that it was going to hopefully work out, but I was terrified as well. And we were in the middle of a pandemic and there was a lot of things to consider, but I think that just like having that belief that I was passionate and confident in what we were wanting to create. Mm-hmm. I knew in my heart that it would be successful. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Marae?
For me, I think it was like, if I went way back to when I first just decided, like, I don't have any post-secondary education. Okay. So I went from high school, I did some stupid courses in college that led me nowhere, like waste of time. And then, I don't think education is a waste of time, but for me, it didn't get me where I am now. But I remember I think it was like harnessing the things that I didn't like about my job. Does that make sense? Like the things that I was really fiery and passionate about that I felt like was an injustice in my employment with other employers really fueled me to start my own thing. And my most recent employer before I started my own business, she said to me one time, she said, "Well, when you work for me, you have to do what I want you to do. So when you own your own store, you can do what you want to do." Yeah. And at that moment, I was like, bye.
Yeah.
Like, I am out of here because, that's so true. Like, why am I working for someone else when I have all of these, like, good ideas and I'm really passionate about something and I feel like I'm not being treated well in that situation? And so I used those kind of injustices to like harness my energy, and I was like full throttle, right? Like, let's just do my
own. Yeah, it's actually really funny to say that, because I, like, a couple weeks before the lockdown happened, I was at my previous employer and I was feeling a little bit like stuck and stagnant, and that there were so many things that I wanted to do and create. And so we had a meeting and we spoke about it. And she said to me that those were my, like, your dreams, not mine. And in that moment, I knew, like, yeah, these are my dreams and they're not yours. And so that just gave me like the green light that it was time for me to like spread my wings and follow those dreams of my own. So, totally.
Yeah. Wow. It's so fascinating hearing that in both of you.
Yeah, it is funny, yeah, actually. Yeah.
And that, yeah, the similarity, the parallel stories, a little bit, obviously, your own journey, but that parallel and then that pivot point, recognizing, yes, that it's your own dreams, Murray, that you're harnessing those, like, injustices and recognizing, oh, wait a sec, that's, like, actually a passion in me that mm-hmm. I need to run with. And, yeah, I love that. Brilliant, both of you.
Don't like being told what to do.
Entrepreneurs usually don't. We're kind of like that wild stallion in the, you know.
You want me to stay in this box, but I want to be in that box.
Yeah. Pick those boxes up. Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. What do you think, you know, this last year has been crazy unlike any other, and it's more than a year. But, you know, you've been approaching a year in business. What do you think has made the difference that had you just ride this crazy horse all the way through to the success that you're experiencing now?
The team.
Yeah.
My team.
Yeah.
Our team.
Yeah.
Like every time we've had a few photo shoots that we do together, and you know, I see the girls interacting with each other on their Instagrams privately, like outside of work.
It makes me want to cry when I see them love each other as much as I love all of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they're all, it's so cool because there's so many of us. There's like 13 of us, and we're all sharing each other's stuff. And like when we come into work, it's like, girl, you look so good today. Like, wow, what'd you do with your hair? Like, if you want an ego boost, just walk into La Boutique, because we're all rooting for each other. And I think the team is so crucial to pushing forward and continuing on every single day. Because if I came into a place where I felt that I wasn't loved and I wasn't appreciated and what I was doing wasn't working, I just wouldn't want to continue.
No.
But it's like every day you come in here and it's exactly what you want it to be.
Yeah. I agree. And definitely as well, like the support of the community as well. Like Sydney, honestly, like I say, like Sydney welcomed us with open arms, and we were established in Sydney, but people were so excited for what like La Boutique was. And they were so excited with all of the girls that were here. And I think that the clients and like the people of Sydney and like neighboring communities can feel what Murray just described, because not only do we do it to each other, but we do it to clients. Mm-hmm. And I think the one thing that I love the most is seeing like my clients come to M for waxing and to Saskia for lashes. And I love seeing them, and they walk in and I'm like, oh my God, what are you doing? What are you here for? And I'm like so excited that they just want to be a part of every aspect of La Boutique. So
gorgeous. What I was going to touch on next is that you have such strong connections to the community, and my sense of the, you know, the part of Sydney where you're located is it's become this like vivid, inspirational, beating heart. It's brought fresh breath and life. And you also feature local businesses in your business.
Yeah.
So, and that is a vibe that's very intentional. Talk to us a little bit about, you know, that for the listeners.
Yeah, like Elise said, we couldn't do it without the community, right? And that was another thing we talked about when we first met, was how are we going to continue to give back? Because I've always been under the impression that you really can't move forward unless you're giving back, right? And so we do host local, mostly women entrepreneur retail. We like to, whoever is interested in selling their products, or like for us housing their products, we want to make sure that we vibe with them, and we want to make sure that they're somewhat local. So even if that means like Vancouver or even Canada, we really try to support those people, right? Because we are those people too.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I think it's really cool for Murray and I to see girls that we went to school with or that we grew up knowing. And we love to support their small businesses and support their dreams of like having a space for their names to get known. And we, yeah, I love that we have that and that it's like a local place for people to come and they know that they're going to be able to get their friend's shirt or their friend's jewelry or cards. And it's exciting to work with like peers in the community.
Yeah. Absolutely. And we both grew up here and have existed here. Like I'm like third or fourth generation Islander here. Like I've been here for a long time and so is my family. And I want to raise my family here. Yeah. And so I think that also ties you to the community because, you know, you might know a teacher that you went to school and you had a teacher and there, or maybe you have like someone who's watching your kid or, you know, we're all like one or two handshakes away from each other. Right. Yeah. So that really supports.
Yeah, I love
going to the grocery store and knowing people and seeing familiar faces. And it's, I go away on like vacations and I like long to come home to see my people and my connections. And so to have a business that can help support those connections is super like soul fulfilling for me. And I know Murray as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Love that. Yeah, absolutely. Amazing humans. I'm almost speechless, which is never heard of. it is amazing to listen to both of you. So incredibly wise. And it's as though you've been in business for years and years. Honestly, you bring such grace, wisdom, and also inspiration. And what I know, you've just launched the online version of La Boutique, which is beautiful and stunning and done in the brand. And it's just gorgeous. What can we expect to see from you? What are some hopes and dreams for the next year of business?
I am so passionate about education and I love teaching and learning. And with COVID, we've kind of just been able to like run our business as the salon and shop. But now that we're opening up a little bit more, we've recently hired a couple younger girls that are super open to learning every aspect of what we do here. I'm really looking forward to getting into education and hopefully hosting artists to come into our space and inviting like neighboring salons to do educational days together. And I would love to get back to creating events to give back to charities and the communities and things like that. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, we're slowly, very slowly, like dipping our toes into the water of the retail world a little bit more. So yeah. That's all I'm gonna say. And then we're really excited to start. We're finally starting up again our eyelash extension education too. So that's something that I did previously in my business before. And so now I'm bringing it to La Boutique. And so we're starting up kind of our own brand. And it's just fun because a lot of the girls here have their own little entrepreneurial ideas. Yeah. Like, I don't know, like jewelry or hair extensions or whatever it is. Yeah. And so we're also kind of pouring a lot of time and energy and money into those ideas too, because, you know, that's one thing that we really like is to support the girls here and their dreams and hopes as well.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah.
Yeah. There's just a couple of things that we want to conquer.
Yeah. I love it. Amazing. I hear many years in the future, which as you both said in the beginning, you know, learning and developing each other yourselves. It's definitely the key to how this began. And it's the key to how it will continue to unfold successfully year after year. And your amazing personalities to boot as co-partners. Yeah. What haven't we talked about in conclusion to wrap this podcast? What would you, anything left unsaid that you'd love to share?
I personally would just like to give a shout out to my husband, my family. Yeah. We do have other people who are like holding us up, just like around, right? Like, I do feel like without them, you have, that's another thing you have to say to like the younger people who want to start something, is to find your people.
Yeah.
You know, and you can always tell if someone's really your friend by their reaction when you tell them good news.
Yeah.
Right. So if you tell them, I'm going to do this thing and it's so crazy, and they kind of recoil a bit and they're like, that's stupid, then you know they're probably not like your biggest fan or support. And I feel like my family has been extremely supportive, and I have other friends and community members who have been extremely supportive. And so to find those people in your life and to cling on to them for dear life.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, you're my mom, so you know, you've gotten so many phone calls from me where you're about to crumble. And so just having, like Marie said, like the support from your family and my husband Spencer and all of my friends. And we are very lucky that we have such a team, or like field of people that love us and want to see us succeed, because I do think that they are a huge reason why we have succeeded here at La Boutique, because we have so many amazing people rooting for us. And I feel very lucky and blessed that we have so many people, because that's hard to find. So we're really lucky.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And thank you to both of you. You might consider yourselves lucky, but I also have it that it's that you're two incredible humans, that it's, there's just no question that how you are with everyone makes it so easy to say yes to any support or advice or, you know, anything that the community ourselves can give you both. And it's, what a remarkable year you've had. I think you've shown a lot of people, you know, that might be sitting on the fence or afraid or thinking that they don't have the right stuff, or all the reasons that hold people back from launching, even age being a factor, you know, too young, too old, you know, not enough time left, or, you know, all the reasons sometimes that we hold ourselves back. You've given them such an incredible, yes, you can, in the way you model. And it's just, you're just a delight. Thank you so much for agreeing to be here on the Talk to Tea podcast and give us a little glimpse into life behind the scenes at La Boutique Salon and Shop.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us. It's exciting to talk about, because I feel like you can get so caught up in the hustle of every day, but to take a minute to actually reflect on all of these things that mean so much to us, it is nice. So thank you for inviting us and having us.
100%. You got it. And I know, are we allowed to do a little sneak teaser about a commercial that you might be on?
Oh, yeah. We just did a commercial for TELUS. So they wanted to feature a business, and we use their home security and their phones. And so they crazily chose us. And last Monday, we had a big day of shooting.
We're movie stars.
We're basically movie stars. No, it was a lot of fun. It's way easier to talk about things that you're passionate about, I will say that.
So I don't know, I think it's an online commercial, like I don't know if it's gonna air anywhere but their website. I have no idea, but we'll definitely be I'm sure all of us here will be sharing it
once
we get hands on it, that's for sure.
Awesome. We'll have to sign release forms first. Yeah. I keep forgetting to do that.
On those release forms, that's hilarious. Yeah, absolutely. All right, ladies, we'll pause it here. Thank you so much. Perhaps we'll check back with you in a little while and see how things are rolling out and gather more words of wisdom. But thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Talk to Tea with Marie Wilson and Elise Barkley of La Boutique Salon and Shop. If you haven't done so already, don't forget to subscribe
and always leave room for a little magic in your life.